Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast.
The Knicks, they play one game. We have to start at 10 p.m. What is it?
Listen, we're on a high tonight. New York taking care of Boston, but that's irrelevant for all of you here tonight. 3 points is 3 points, even if it's ugly and in the rain, Vinny. We're going to give our thoughts on today's matchup against Genoa. We're going to discuss all the results of week 34. In, of course, our FUBU Canada segment. Still no headway with our sporting director search. I don't know what's happening. We got big Champions League matches coming. Me and Vinny, we're going to discuss a little bit, get you ready over the next 2 days. We're going to give our opinions on what we expect is going to happen. And, of course, our two matches against Bologna. All this and more tonight. I'm filling in for Stevie P. I'm joined by the one and only Vinny T. Vinny. All this and more tonight. Are you ready?
I got my rain jacket on. Sono pronti. Let's go, buddy. Let's go. Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a fools in the rain Milan, and a frustration with a sigh of relief Milan. Fabio from Long Island, Vinny T here. The Knicks won in extremis, as we would say on come si chiama? Sky Pallacanestro basketball, directly there from Sky. Thank you for filling in Fabio. It's Monday, right? We had a, like you said, the frustration with a sigh of relief. This Milan, can the season end like now? Like, just let's get this over with. But we do have maybe a Supercoppa to go win. We shall see. How you doing, buddy?
Coppa Italia, we already have the Supercoppa. Listen, I echo the feelings. A lot of people probably today before the game started had this feeling that I'm like, oh, this, we're going through the motions, you know. But there is something still to play for, guys. I know you don't want to believe it. I know you don't want to believe it, guys. But we don't want to finish in ninth place, because then we got extra Coppa Italia qualifying games that we are not trying to play next year. So eighth place or bust, all right? And Vinny, before we go on, let's, first of all, we got to say what up. The people are in the chat. Lib on Yusuf. What's going on, my Milan family? Everybody, Anthony. Buonasera, gents. Today's win was a win for team morale heading back to backs with Bologna in the league and the Coppa Italia final. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We need a listen. Waiting for the sporting director is like waiting for the white smoke, like the new pope. Like
that's
the new pope. Maybe we're gonna get red and black smoke when Forlani makes up his mind. I don't know. We'll see.
Look at Mikey. We'll he's a Knicks fan like you. Look, can we talk about them Knicks, baby?
Listen, maybe if things keep going, I can get Martino on the podcast and do a little Knicks Celtic. But that's neither here nor there tonight. We're here to talk Milan, Vinny. Let's go.
It was quite the game today. You know, I did like a journalist. I took some notes. But, you know, starting lineup, surprised to see Loftus-Cheeks on there. And I don't know what is a kind of a rotation kind of thing. And I know the discussion comes week in, week out about this whole, like, you know, Leao not starting. But were you surprised him not starting? Do you put any validity into this? No. We have to reserve him for Bologna?
No. Honestly, a majority of the team was all the same starting 11, with the exception of, let's give Loftus-Cheek. He's healthy finally. Let's give him a chance to go out there and play. I had no issue with starting Leao from the bench. We knew exactly what was going to happen. As soon as we struggled and we went really looking for the result, he was going to be pulled off the bench. Came a little earlier because we had an unfortunate knock, let's just say, because we don't know the extent of the injury in regards to Fofana. Hopefully, it's not a big deal. We'll see. Hopefully. But Leao comes in, and in the end, it's the final 15 minutes of this game that really shows Milan's quality. And a Genoa team, let's be honest, they looked better in the first half. Without Mike, we are in big trouble. There was a still of a couple of saves. I think the
22nd minute where Pulis, he basically saved the Pulisic possible own goal.
Yeah.
Then the Messiah on a rebound, and he kicks it out from there. And it's just like, because, you know, you got to leave it to Milan, Fabio. Genoa hasn't scored a goal since, 2021? You know, and all of a sudden, Genoa is coming up. They do score finally in the second half, but magic, Mike. Goal line technology, because that ball had maybe 3 inches away from being a goal. Thank you so very much for Magna. And I know we've been critical about him at times, but guys, it's so easy to be critical, but on the other side, it is so easy to forget moments like today. Just like today, because if you're going down, you know, at that stage. Anyways, thank you for Mike, but, you know, another thank you. You know, Genoa, yes, in the first half was pretty good. Teo Hernandez. It's kind of surprising to me where you see a guy like Leao getting benched, right? For whatever reason, the coach decides. Teo seems that the last couple of months he's been, you know, can't touch him. He's always part of the starting lineup. In the 23rd minute, Teo gets bumped around. And guys, let's be honest, Teo likes to throw himself on the floor. And he yelled at the ref, and I saw that was not a friendly conversation. And this guy is a yellow card away from being suspended for next game. And that's why I get these brain farts, Fabio. I don't get what he was trying to do. And because you have this perception of yourself, Teo, right? And it's sad because he's talented. And on this one, it's like, if he did get the yellow card, and thank God for ref, I don't remember who's reffing today, but he let a lot of stuff go. He was just letting them play. But your take on Teo, like almost getting a yellow card and basically like asking for it, because I saw the lip reading, like something madre. Is like, please don't tell me.
I think he said puta madre or whatever. He was.
Yeah.
He said something that he's lucky enough that the referee wasn't as close to really pick up, because I thought he would have got a yellow card immediately and would have forced himself out of the first Bologna match coming up. But again, just Dale's been very hit or miss. There's a lot of rumors in regards to his current his contract situation, whether he's going to be renewed, if he's going to be moved on from this year, what they're offering, supposedly less money than he's getting right now, something along those lines with the rumors. But definitely very soft this game. Again, Genoa looked much better. I thought for sure Messias had one coming on us. He looked a little possessed earlier in the game. He wanted those, with the exception of Mike making the saves. I thought they were going to, you know, even Pavlovich ends up getting a yellow card for fouling Messias. So I just thought Genoa definitely looked more dangerous in the first half. We have a great chance from Pulisic. That,
oh my God,
Pulisic is so close. I mean, a great little one touch. I believe it's with Leao there.
Leao's on the side. He's all alone, and I don't want to say box. How come he didn't?
I mean,
pass?
Again, it's either he would have passed it to Tijani,
he was covering.
I mean, listen. Again, Pulisic takes a shot. The goalkeeper makes a good save. What was his name? Lely, whatever the hell his name is. Anyway, but I mean, again, I just really feel offensively, it wasn't there. They weren't sharp. Maybe just playing in Genoa is not that easy. The rain was a real struggle for most of the teams, but Genoa didn't seem like they were struggling too much. The game was about the second half, because the second half showed Milan how kind of disconnected they were. And then when they were able to flip the switch, you saw their qualities way above Genoa. And, you know, it's really pathetic we're sitting in ninth place with the quality that we have on the team. But I think it changed when they made their substitute, Vinny.
100%. Fofana gets hurt. Leao goes to the left. Pulisic gets sent back to the right. then those changes, and it's like, but again, we had to, and it's been a while. You know, you sent me over some notes here, like, yet again, it's been a while, we haven't conceded first, but again, we conceded first, and we're like the Milan of 2 months ago. Oh, yeah. We're down 1-0. We need to score. Can I give a shout out to Conceição and Thuram? Two coaches. And you can see that these guys are ex-players. It's pouring rain. Thuram is just walking around like, no problem. Patrick Vieira. And then you have Conceição. He's dripped in the rain. What does he do? He takes out his vest over there. Okay, let me shout out to them. It's like, don't give a shit. Why am I going with Liam Thuram, Patrick Vieira? But shout out to them. And I know it wasn't easy with the rain. 1-0 going down. And
it's really, I'll tell you, Vinny, right? The goal, the announcer says that Vitinha is coming in, right? Hadn't scored a goal for Genoa the whole season. Within 1 minute, we let this guy score on us. I mean, just to show how bipolar we have been this season. Again, we did not look good. We even start the second half. We still don't look good. They make the first sub, and they make things that we look terrible. Defensively, we look super suspect for pretty much the first.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insisted first. Don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
I'd say 20 minutes, 25 minutes of the second half. It's only until Leal starts to pick it up where we find our equalizer, and then 2 minutes later, they end up with an old goal so we could take the lead. So again, it's a Milan, and then wasteful with the chances. I just got to say it right now. We're going to get to tops and flops, but I might be tipping my hat right now. But João Felix, man, you really don't want to stay in Milan. You want to go back to London, and you want to eat that shepherd's pie or whatever the fuck they have over there, because you are so wasteful. The amount of chances that you have just in the last, oh my God, 5 minutes of regulation and then extra time, you waste three good chances. Drop this. You cannot come on. You can't come on if this is what you're going to do. All right. No, João Messi. No, there's no Messi here, as fucking Kyle Walker told him, all right? He must have been from the dark side. He thought he was Messi. It just, again, Milan, the bipolarness, it's just been all over the season, and it happened again just in the second half.
I want to go back to the articles that came out the day after João Felix's first performance. Milan considering selling Theo Hernandez to keep João Felix. Que fenomeno. After that one game. You guys remember, like, just to see, like,
que fenomeno, minchia.
Costing us $4.5 million. But in the end, you know, you were saying, Fabio, even before we spoke, this game didn't mean much. I get what you're saying, but for me, like, for the team morale and some sort of salvageable part of the season, we end up winning, right? I'm not saying we're going to go do top four, but it is what it is. And we do have two important games coming up. I know we got our Fubo segment. Let's go with, what do you want to do? You want to do tops and flops of this game? How do you want to close out? Or maybe your final thoughts on this game?
Tops. We'll go tops. Tops, there is no denying. It's for all those sycophants out there that every time the Rafa gets doubled and triple teamed, who maybe has an off game, everybody comes out the woodwork. Oh, the body language. Body language FC. That's everybody loves to say about Leal. But you see how much the kid makes a difference. He doesn't want to leave. He wants to stay here. And God damn it, without this guy, the rest of the team does not pick it up. Anthony, 100% right. Put it up. Top Leal and his fucking Portuguese brother Felix is the flop. You know what? I would have went, honestly, flop is easily Felix. The amount of chances you wasted is terrible. That's a good one.
Magic Mike. Like, yeah, Magic Mike is my top. Magic Mike is my top because You know what? Again, we're ready to shit on him when he fully deserves it. But Magic Mike in this one kept us in the game. For flop, how do you put a flop on a guy that played 10 minutes? It makes, like, fuck, that's bad. Like, you're bad, dude. And John Felix is bad. And I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go with you.
Like, he was terrible. He was terrible. You cannot waste chances like this.
Pavlovich has an honorable mention for his positioning on the goal. Because yeah, I just felt like, what are you doing? Like, you're just standing there instead of, like, trying to defend the ball. But no, like, that's pretty bad, Joe. Like, if you got the mention of a flop of the game with the minimal minutes, yeah. So I'm going to go. But Mike, for me, Mike top 100%.
I agree. Let's talk about the rest of Serie A, baby.
All right. You ready? Are you ready? Wait. You're going to do our little animation. I'll pull up
here the thumbnail. Here we go. Let's go.
This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A here in Canada, and EPL, si parla anche in italiano. And by the way, Fabio, I have a bet with one of the guys at the bar, il signor Saverio, and he already owes me a sandwich and a beer. And now I doubled up. I doubled down, and I told him, I go, me, I think I'm with Steve. We spoke about it last week because I agree with him. I go, la Juve non finisce top 4. And he accepted my bet. That's my bet. I'll see. But I really feel like we're going to get through these results. We shall see. Fabio, before I get... let me go get La Trompetta there we go. Yeah, but you don't have high volume. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, you want Youssef. It loud? Hey,
Torino, Venezia, and we're going to talk about the relegation battle. But Venezia definitely needing a win here, but... does not happen, Fabio.
Give up a penalty in the 77th minute, and Vlasic gets the tying goal. I mean, that was a trumpet that broke the hearts of the people in Venice. I mean, this was a big one. They were almost there, 15 minutes away from securing a valuable 3 points. But Torino is always a stubborn team, and they steal the point.
I love it when Udinese is a ball buster, but against teams that, like, don't matter whatsoever. So thank you, Udinese, not for doing it against us. And winning 2-1 Cagliari on this one, he puts up Christensen to put up the winner in the 67th minute here. But Udinese, Cagliari safe, obviously, but a nothing game on this one, Fabio.
It's true. Udinese just, again, showing they're the better club and the higher spot on the table is warranted. An easy winner in the 67th minute. But Udinese, they're still there. But again, mid-level team. We'll see where they are in the standings in a little bit.
A game that I was expecting a bit more goals on this one, but Como just solidifying, again, they're staying Serie A. Strafezza with a late goal. And it just seems like, these last 4 to 5 weeks, the teams that need to win, they're like, meh, you know, I don't really need these 3 points, just putting a bit more exciting. But Como 1-0, is this going to be the Monza of the last couple of years?
I'll give Como this, all right? They knew, coming up from Serie B, that they're going to do the best that they can to try to climb up the table as high as they can. But they want to play attractive football, and you got to give Fabregas and the players and everybody there, you got to tip the hat to them, because Como is not a slouch. They are playing well, and if they invest money, they're going to be a better club next season. I could see them finally cracking into the top 10. You never know. They could be a team to reckon with in 2026. But right now, I mean, Parma's kind of on cruise control. They know they can't drop into the relegation zone. And Como is just showing that they are a step above those teams in the bottom five.
And then you had the Serie A leader, Lecce. I understand they needed 3 points, but that was not a feat that was going to be easily done. Losing 1-0 to Napoli. Napoli, not pretty, just the way Inter didn't win pretty, but a much needed 3 points, especially against a ball buster team like Lecce.
And I was watching this game. I was very surprised it ended 1-0, because Napoli, honestly, Raspadori, he scores so early in the game in the first 25 minutes that I thought, oh, they're going to keep going. They're going to add to it.
No.
They didn't need to. Lecce is in big trouble. Big trouble. And I honestly, nobody expected them to steal any points from Napoli. But they really didn't do much to even put up a fight.
Can I give a little shout out to some Napoli fans? And God bless them. Showing up to the games wearing kilts from McTominay. Like, they're so in love with this guy. Let's go. You got to love it. You know, for those Napoli fans, and some of my friends are going to expect them to be wearing kilts. Signing
like
of the Roddy year.
Like Roddy means... Piper, baby, you know?
I like. Then we had the mighty, mighty Inter.
The rotation.
The rotation. You
heavily rotated. I think maybe one or two players maybe could have made the starting 11. Everybody was rotated, but Vinny, Inter, even with this heavily rotated team against a lonely Verona down there at the bottom of the cup, they still needed VAR to step in and get them their penalty. And Aslani with that goal in the 9th minute, 18th different goal scorer this season.
Wow.
Most in any of the big clubs. Crazy.
That is definitely so. Inter taking home the 3 points. It will go down to the last couple of weeks. Lazio, as they like to call them on the...
Lazio.
Basically, Empoli, even them, they're like, 3 points, I could wait. I got another 3 weeks to pull up some points.
Empoli was out cards. 60 seconds. They were out. Out.
And Diaz, that's it after that. That's it.
Minute. No, we got 2 red cards. Colombo. Yeah. I had to get a red card. And then what was the other red card? I can't pronounce it. Heisage? Whatever the hell his name is. He must have plans for next weekend because he took a red card in the last 15 minutes. But big ups for Lazio. Making sure they stay relevant in that top 4 fight.
Huh. Or Legram for Willie. Monza.
The next one. Poor Monza. We got to give it to him. We got to give it to him.
Leave it to the Catellari hasn't started or hasn't scored like in months. I feel bad for Monza. I feel bad for Nesta. I wasn't expecting Monza to stay, a top 10 team in Serie A for years to come. But this is just abysmal. I feel bad. And yeah, Serie B is where they need to be.
Yes. This is a reset. You have to do everything all over again to build yourself back up to get back to Serie A. Monza's been embarrassingly bad. Easily the worst team in Serie A. These are the type of teams and performances that say, why do we even bother having 20 teams in Serie A? But gosh. I mean, big ups to Atalanta to get themselves back on track. I mean, goals by all. And one of our former players, two former players, CDK with the double, Lookman with the third, and then the Brescianini, whatever the fuck this guy's name is. You know I can't pronounce that guy's name.
You didn't spell it right, but yeah, Brescianini. Yeah, it's good.
Oh,
it's
all right. Good. I said it right. 88th minute, got the last one, so good for them.
Here's the one. This was a disappointing result. I was expecting such like an exciting game, and then it's Roma. It's Roma-Fiorentina. 1-0.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Talk to me about that. Like, were you not expecting, like, at least, I don't know, is Roma just become boring, but putting up the 3 points, or not?
I think this is a case of Fiorentina maybe hitting that lull in the season in the league while they have one eye on Betis coming on Thursday, because that's important to them. They can get themselves to the Conference League final.
2-1, right? 2-1.
I believe they're trailing by a goal. 2-1, yeah. So maybe there was a little bit of, hey, we got our eye looking on Thursday. Roma's not to be trifled with. Roma is the biggest comeback of the season right now. Chapeau, as you like to say, to Claudio Ranieri. What a performance this guy has done. He should not retire. He should keep on trucking, baby. Because look, and we shit on Roma buying people, doing stupid things all the time, right? We
love to talk about loophole,
but they're getting the job done. And big ups to a signing, probably their best signing of the offseason, Dobrik, coming from Girona. Guy's 17th goal of the campaign.
Wow.
All competitions. Pretty good. We don't have anybody near 17. So Roma doing what they're supposed to do, getting a valuable 3 points. After they won this game, before the next game, they were sitting in fourth place. But they got dethroned by the next game.
The next one. Fabio, you ready? I got a dad joke for you. It was baloney versus phony baloney. Get it?
I love it. I'm all here for a good dad joke.
Bologna, Juve 1-1. Juve takes the lead nice and early. And then it's just like, I don't know. It's just like they didn't want to win this game or close it out. But I think the just result in this one, 1-1, tie 1 point, taking home each 1 point, Fabio. Were you expecting something different in this one?
No, but once I saw Juve go ahead early on, I thought, you can't really count out Bologna, not this season. They've looked good. And to see them tie, I thought maybe they would try to scrounge together a winner at some point to break Juve's heart. But Juve's still in fourth, my man. I don't know. That Panini and beer is looking a little less likely right now.
I will let you guys know. And then finally, today's result of 2-1 for Milan. Let's take a look at this starting lineup. I am still with Stevie P. I think Juve is the one that's going to miss out on top four. But let's concentrate about the other side there. And this is still part of our football segment. Fabio, it's been weeks that they've all had opportunities, right? So let me go back. Yeah. Let me go back here. Obviously, Monza, we've been talking about for weeks, it's done. Lecce, Venezia, Empoli, 2 points. Okay, Parma, we're good unless of a...
Yeah, no.
Guys, it's between these three teams. Fabio, who's joining Monza? By the way, excuse me, Pisa, yes, that was part of my notes. Thank you guys for stealing my thunder.
Yes,
the real correct? The real Inzaghi is back in Serie A. Pisa, go Serie back. B going...
Oh. Go back to the... Hold on. Nah, messed up on the points. Okay. All right, anyway. But the point is that they're all right there.
So the Inzaghi Derby is coming in Serie A next year. Congratulations to people.
Yes.
Lecce, Venezia, and Empoli. What say you, man?
When I look at this, and I was writing down who's playing who in the upcoming weeks, I saw this and I said, you know what? It doesn't seem like it would make sense for Empoli to pull themselves out. But if you look at the three teams that they have to play.
It's exactly what I was going to tell you. Look at Venezia. Venezia's getting the hardest. Yeah.
Playing Fiorentina, who needs to step it up. And then last game against Juve, that's rough. Lecce, Torino, and then Lazio at the end. That's
Lazio.
Tough. They're going to need that game. I see if Empoli can pull themselves together and at least find a way to, I don't want to say win.
What if Lecce? Okay, so next game is Lecce. Verona
is really the team.
What if Lecce beats Verona?
The team here.
That's screwed up, man. Venezia will go to 28. Verona, there's still 5 points. You're saying. So what are you doing? This is not a violent show. So you're saying Empoli's going to pull it off?
I don't want to say that. All I'm saying is that if Lecce loses to Verona, right? Say Parma does nothing. The game that really could change everything is Empoli beating Monza. Now, just say all three teams lose next week. Nothing.
Jesus.
But Lecce losing to Torino and Empoli beating Monza Now we're looking at a little change in where people are. Maybe Empoli can climb up to 17th and Lecce and Venezia slide down. To me, I don't have faith in Venezia. I think too many games this season, they've dropped points. They haven't looked great. They probably need to go
beautiful
down.
Beautiful stadium, but no, it looks maybe City.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I always root for Busio, whatever his name is. Yeah, he is. It would be nice if I got his name, but he is a U.S. international. So, I have a slight interest there. But I think when I look at these next matchups, and we stand correct, I said week 34, week 35. I think it's going to be Empoli. And they're the lowest of the three, and somehow I see them climbing out of it.
Okay, so that's where and I'm going. Last question for you. Milan finishes what? See, I'm throwing a little stick in your wheels. You weren't expecting this one.
I think we finish eighth. That's what I think. I think we somehow jump Fiorentina.
I love Fujis and Funyuns. We're very close. We're closer than we thought. I think...
I just don't want to finish ninth. Don't give me extra Copa Italia.
We're not going to finish ninth. Okay, what say you guys? Milan finish when exactly? And do you agree with Fabio? Is Venezia...
Well, hold on. May I ask you a question?
Of course.
I know you have money riding on it, but who's finishing in fourth place, according to you?
Roma. Those motherfuckers, Roma's going to make it. And then they're going to go to Champions League and they're gonna shit the bed. But Roma's going to pull it off. Nobody's talking about them. I thought they were going to go through a dip. And Juve's going to crumble. That's my thoughts. And it's not like I'm shitting on Juve.
In Europa League next year?
Why not? Why not? You know? And you know what, let me... Hey, you never know. And on that note... That segment was brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and EPL here in Canada. Let's, before we do our closing thoughts, Champions League semifinals. We had quite the results, quite the games being played. Let's go with the one that we're more interested in. Wow. What a game, Inter-Barcelona, and I know that I was talking to, because I do have some legitimate Interista friends, and my thoughts, Fabio, was what I was reading on Sports Media Set All News was, I go, Barcelona it isn't taking them seriously, and it just felt like they were coming off, but not arrogant, but it's just like, you know, we're good, we're gonna, and at 2-0, okay, but what a game. What a game. And I'm not saying that they will pull it off tomorrow. The game is tomorrow, correct? Tuesday? Mm-hmm. Well, your thoughts on the game and what do you think? Who do you think is going to go through?
Well, in the New York City chat, we were talking because everybody was pretty surprised. Barcelona quickly out to a 2-0 lead. But I had said, because I've watched enough Barcelona in big games this season to know that this team is not defensively sound. They're not. The problem is that you cannot stop them offensively. They will come back. And I said, 2-0, I said, guys, don't be surprised if Barcelona gets two back pretty quickly.
20 minutes in, it's dangerous, yeah.
Yes, and so to me, I say, you go into Barcelona, you walk away with a draw, you're able to again impose your will on the game in the beginning for Inter to get that 2-0 lead. Let them come back. You take the lead again just to give it up again. You should still feel pretty confident. If this is a healthy Inter with all their players, there is no stopping some of these guys on Barcelona.
Inter, don't go into the second leg thinking you accomplished great things on the because Barcelona will look. I think Barca is still going to go through, but good for Inter just showing the world that you know what, it's not the Farmers League, and we're able to put three past Barcelona. Mkhitaryan got unlucky. this goal line, this offside ruling, whatever the case may be. But do you think they go? What about you? Do you think they go through?
I don't think so, guys. Listen, all right. La Tripleta was on the table not that long ago. Now it looks like nothing's left on the table. And I think Barcelona is just having one of those seasons, guys. I could see Inter taking the lead, thinking they have the game in the bag. And before you know it, Barcelona gets two to get it up. So I'm going 2-1 Barcelona. Barcelona coming back and winning. I think Barcelona is going to win this tournament. I think when we talk about the next game, I think they have what could be considered the best player in the game right now. And he's only 17 years old. And I think that's enough for them. Honestly, they have a lot of great talent around them. Defensively, they still have a lot to achieve. But they've already beaten Real Madrid. They've embarrassed Atletico Madrid. They've embarrassed every Champions League game.
Four points ahead in the Liga. Yeah, but...
They shocked Real Madrid in the Copa del Rey final. Again, this Barcelona team is just clutch, and it's Lamal is just so on another level. So you got to give it to him, and I think he's the X factor right now. I don't know. Thuram's out there getting into allegations. I don't even want to mention, all right? Squeezing arms, creating bruises, whatever he's doing out there. I always knew something was wrong with this guy. I'm not going to say anything else, but I just think that if Inter – can do something special tomorrow, maybe they can go on and give who I think is going to be the runner-up. But I it's hard to bet against Barcelona. Not right now. Inter is crumbling at the worst time of the season. They've already lost points in the Scudetto race. They lost to us in the Copa Italia. Now they have the possibility of getting eliminated from the Champions League, and they go end up with zero. I don't know. Un lemone! I love it.
On the other side, before PSG played Arsenal, I saw this thing go through on Twitter, and it was like this English pundit is like, you know why Arsenal's going to win the Champions League? Because every year a Pope died, an English team won the Champions, and he's coming out with his charts, and he's putting up all these stats, and I'm like, you know what? I think this is PSG's time. It's been... 15 years that they've been spending and spending and spending and spending. I think last game was a proof. Donnarumma came through like he's supposed to. We're starting to lose gloves, so I'll have a second. Do you think if PSG goes through, PSG has the tools to beat?
No.
I think they have the experience to beat a Barcelona. Arsenal doesn't have the experience to beat a Barcelona, but I think PSG does. But you're still seeing Barcelona PSG in a final and PSG and Barcelona
winning?
100%.
I think it's PSG Barcelona final. I wish PSG could do it. You know, we have no love for Barcelona as Milan fans. Everybody knows it. Gio will tell you first. You know, do you want to give Donnarumma a little love? I don't know about that either, but it would be just poetic justice that the season that Mbappe goes and leaves after trying to collect all these players, the Messi and Neymar and Mbappe, that doesn't work, guys, all right? The Galactical way doesn't work all the time. But having good young players, these guys are going well, playing well, a good goalkeeper. I'm always supporting Pacho. The Ecuadorian back there. All right, so I got to give him a little love, so center back. But I just think that PSG has looked second best in this tournament. So I would assume that they're going to make the final. I'd be very shocked if Arsenal goes in and gets the win. I don't see it. But it's very hard to bet against Barcelona right now. So I'm thinking PSG,
I'll agree.
Barcelona. I'm going Barcelona to win it.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Fabio, as Milan goes, coast to coast goes, what's up right now? On Friday, we're playing Bologna in Serie A. Then on Wednesday, we have the Coppa Italia. First of all, have you reached Gio? He's some sort of...
Yes, okay. I got my, listen, me and Gio are always in... Yeah, I got a tracker on him. I got one of the mad tags on Gio. I know where he is at all times. But like before we get into what we're going to be doing, Vinny, I just got to ask you a question, right?
Sure.
Somebody said, and I don't know if this is a direct quote, but we need to address it, all right? Is there like a timeline where we're allowed to like look for a sporting director? Are people allowed to hire one early or have an idea of who you're going to hire? Because
I'm going
to
pull you a Seinfeld. We're negotiating. Negotiating.
Always.
This is all about the You don't understand these things, Phil. You're not a business. Negotiating
all
in
right,
the background.
Let me give you a scenario.
There's no expiry date on a sporting director.
Would you prefer a sporting director that maybe is like slightly can't take the job when it starts, like maybe a month and a half in he'll come? Or this an outlandish idea, Vinny. I don't know if you heard about this. If we win the Coppa Italia, maybe we don't even need one. Are these fucking people crazy?
Here's my hot take. There will be no sporting director and Conceição is staying.
No!
Conceição, I don't have a problem with Conceição staying.
That's
my hot take. That's what they say on the internet. My hot take.
No, Vinny. First of all, we will continue being mediocre the rest of next season if all we have is mediocre management who doesn't know how to build a club. All right. Now we're going to, I'm sorry. If Conceição wins, I love you. Mwah, mwah, Sergio. Bon voyage, buddy, all right? Enjoy the two titles you won us and enjoy the 6 months you had in Milan. But there's no way you'll keep a coach when you haven't hired the sporting director. How is this possible?
In American sports, this is insane.
No. I cannot believe it. What message does this send to the fans, to the players, and even to the market? That's my question. We don't have leadership, real leadership. Somebody who's the head of all of the sporting project, who knows what they're doing, who filters his ideas down to everybody else, and we're all working in unison. We don't have that. We have a bunch of bobbles up there talking, and nobody knows what they're doing, and we're praying that Conceição can get these players, which half the time, I'm sorry to say this, half the time we don't look like a cohesive team.
No, he's what was George's position? Assistant to the traveling secretary.
That's what we're going to end up getting. We're going to get some reject from Juve or somebody. You know, who knows where we'll find these people? Knowing these guys, they're going to find them somewhere. Sporting Lesbian's fucking traveling secretary.
Sporting Lesbian?
Scout. Yeah. Who knows? All right, who knows where they're going to find it? For some reason, we got a hard-on for Portuguese people right now.
Or remember when we got Gian Paolo, il mister. What a signing we're getting over here.
Don't bring up him.
Maldini, I love you, but that was fucked up.
Live. Please, no. I don't want it. But let's get back to the original thing you were
talking
about.
Sporting director, they will name one.
Why can't they name it now? It's because nobody wants the job. Because they
I think it's smart. Don't sign somebody with three games left. It makes no sense. Just finish the season.
Give the person more time to prepare for the upcoming offseason. Oh, please don't do that. Maybe hire somebody who can't start until the middle of July.
We're negotiating.
They need to negotiate early termination for all these people up there. All right. Including Ibra. I'm sorry, Ibra. Go hang out at the Kings League with PK or whatever you want to do.
Getting short film director.
There you go. See, we don't know what we're doing anymore. Honestly, we're going to get somebody who probably just directed the last Pixar film, and that's going to be our next sporting director. We don't know what the hell we're doing. All right.
Assistant to traveling secretary.
All right. But I just want to say this, guys. We yeah. got a whole. We are not leaving you alone. We're not. Me and Gio, coast to coast, Friday night. We're going to get everything of the Bologna first clash that we got. Now,
you know what? I might join you on Friday night.
We're double dipping. We're double dipping. Vinny, we're double dipping. You know how people feel about double dipping. Don't you double dip that chip?
It's a PG-rated show, please. Double dipping. Go ahead.
Hey, pause. All right. We ain't talking about that kind of double dip. All right. Listen. But Bologna, this game, let's say what it is, guys. All right. It's the warm-up. All right. It's the warm-up before the big pump. All right. The game on Wednesday. We're going to just see what type of tactics. Bologna needs this game. Bologna needs this game. They cannot take a game off because they still have top four dreams in their eyes. We do not. We're dreaming top eight, okay? Top eight. That's all we got. But we got no Leao due to his yellow card that he got today. He will be suspended for the next game. So I would be really interested to see what Conte Sal does, all right? This is our final hurrah. Our season all falls on the next week. So, like, we got about, 9 days. You know, counting today until next day. We got 9 days that's making or breaking this season. Is it a failure? Probably. I'm not going to come here and say Coppa Italia and this Fagazi Supercoppa, which we shouldn't even been in, that these two tournaments prop up a season of mediocrity and bipolar up and down. Milan, you don't know what the hell they're doing. You know, to me, we got to finish strong. I would be happy if we could somehow steal a point from Bologna, have an idea of how to attack them. So Wednesday, God forbid they pick up a knock or two. You know, I'm going to start throwing crazy shit into the universe. I don't care. I don't care. Don't tell me, oh, I want their best. I don't give a shit. We got one game. We got to do it. All right. All I'm saying is that me and Gio are going to break down. We're going to give all of our thoughts on Friday. And you're welcome to. Even if Stevie wants to join, shit, I will send a Patreon message to everybody. You want to come hang out Friday night with the boys of Coast to Coast? You better bring some alcohol.
Or then explain Friday. Did you check if the
Knicks were playing
Friday?
Saturday. Don't worry about it. And I'm sorry, Mr. Strupa. Tonight, Boston's quiet in the garden, baby.
Friday Serie A, guys, check Toronto's notifications, make sure Coast to Coast, Friday Serie A, Wednesday Coppa Italia. We're probably going to go definitely Coast to Coast live next Wednesday night, all depending. If not, myself, Steve might be joining in, we shall see. But that's how you know. Subscribe, guys. Hit the notification button.
I might be going live. Little tidbit here. Could be. Now, I don't want to say 100%, but I'm putting it out there in the universe. We could be having a pregame live from the New York City bar inside Legends of Football Factory. So make sure you're subscribed if you haven't, because we haven't played the graphic. We are bums, Vinny. That's what I have to tell you, because we had the whole damn show we have is played this graphic one time. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you'll be up to date and alerted to all the times we're going live. Smash the like button. Leave a comment. Interact with the channel. Follow us on all of our socials. If you want to help support the channel, follow us on Patreon. And where the super chats, eh, baby? Where the super chats?
We got to mention that, but thank you. That's what I was going to say. So thank you to all Patreon members, subscribers, listeners, live viewers every single week, the past Super Chat donors. It's just helping us to support the show, especially now. StreamYard, it's coming up. It's coming up, Fabio. StreamYard, they need their money this May. But so, guys, thank you so very much for everybody interacting for the late start to today. Notification buttons. Let's go take this another 3 points and say, yeah, let's try to finish up this season on the right note. Let's go win another trophy. No, it's not going to erase the season the way it's gone, but hey, we'll take it, right? Just like today, Fabio wasn't pretty, but we'll take the 3 points. Wasn't a pretty season, and we'll take both cups if it falls through that. Are we ready to bid adieu to everybody?
And I just want to say, Lord Figo, how dare you, you bastard. How dare you disappear on me?
Yeah, because now he's probably unsubscribed, because now we go comments only to subscribers. So maybe
he's subscribed. He'll come out of his mother's basin. Don't worry. Listen, guys, every game, even if we're mathematically out of Champions League running, stuff like that. You got to support, and most importantly, you got to support your local club. Make sure if you're in New York City Friday, they will be in attendance at the Football Factory on 33rd and 5th Avenue. And next Wednesday, live from the Football Factory, your boy with the rest of the club. Come join us as we hopefully will be celebrating a Coppa Italia win.
On that note, ovunque e sempre, Forza Milan, guys.
Forza Milan!